Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Ford Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Monday morning. We have feel-good Fridays around here. This is a feel-good Monday. How could you not be fired up this morning in New York City? The New York Rangers move on. Light work with the Capitals. And yes, they tried, and it was desperate, and they had a big second period, but they're just not good enough. And Ovechkin is done, so the Rangers move on and await what is probably going to be the Carolina Hurricanes. I think I can say that pretty confidently. And the New York Knicks, in a gritty, unbelievable, classic NBA postseason game, take a commanding 3-1 lead with class. With their heads up, walking out there with the championship mentality, and these loser Sixers and Joel Embiid and all his antics and his dirty play and his bitching and moaning have to come back to New York for a game 5 down 3-1. The baseball team's won. Mark Vientos had his moment, hopefully one of many this year. Good morning, Boomer. How are you? I think I know.
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. It is a great Monday morning. I'm not really sure how to act. I mean, it's like all this winning going on right now, which is absolutely fantastic. And don't forget, the Yankees scored 30 runs in
two games. Yes. Yeah, I know. Very
Jesus.
Good. It's a lot of fun to watch.
All right, so let me start with the Knicks and Jalen Brunson. That performance was incredible. He is, since the day he got here, he's been outplaying his contract. He's playing like a superstar. He's leading his team. He is fearless. I've often said that the Knicks have never had a point guard or haven't really had a legit point guard. I don't care what you say, and I don't care who you're talking about, since Clyde Frazier, that actually led the team. I mean, and believe me, I've been a Knicks fan since 1968. You know how that goes.
You sound like a caller.
Exactly. Yeah. And this guy is just absolutely money. He's fearless. He's determined. He's a tremendous leader. He didn't shoot well in the first couple games. All of a sudden, the last couple games, he starts shooting well again. He's on the road, and he's leading his team. And he's got the ball in his hands literally 80% of the time and knows what to do with it. So I can't say enough about him. He's first-team All-NBA. Anybody who has watched this team throughout the year knows how great he has been. Now, I will also say about Precious Achiuwa, who I was talking about last week, and you guys were kind of giggling at me and everything else like that. And I understand that because he was only going 8 men deep, and there's only so much time in a game to play a guy that plays essentially the same position as your two centers.
Yeah.
But here's the point why I was saying this about Precious Achiuwa. When Ananobi, Julius Randle, and Mitchell Robinson were all out, and it was he and Hartenstein, okay? And all that guy did was play defense, get key rebounds, would get a steal, would get a deflection. You know, I think his offensive game's off a little bit now just simply because he hasn't played a lot in the last 2 weeks. You know, so that's why a couple times underneath the basket, he was right there. He had a chance to put up a few and the ball didn't either fall for him or he passed it away because he probably doesn't have much confidence. And speaking of confidence in shooting, you know, Josh Hart did not want to shoot yesterday.
No.
You could tell he did not want to shoot, but he does like
so this, much. And that's right. The same thing with Achiuwa. I mean, you don't have to. You can go 0-for-5 from the field and have a massive impact on the game. And it's not like we had disagreed about Prestige Achiuwa. We were making different points. You said you wanted some skin in the game because you believed that they were going to need him at some point, and you thought that maybe giving him a couple minutes here or there would be a good thing from where he does get inserted. And my point was, we got to trust the coach at this point. He will use him, and he'll deploy him, and he'll do it. And that's exactly what happened. Is Tom Thibodeau has his finger on the pulse of this team when he needs these guys. He's got them ready, and Achiuwa comes in and is, I mean, he, other than Jalen Brunson, I mean, he had more impact on that basketball game than any other Nick outside of Jalen Brunson.
I would say Ananobi as well, too.
But, fair.
But, yes. But here's the thing. So Ananobi, Precious Achiuwa, and Josh Hart all kind of have the same mentality. When the ball is in the air, they are going to the basket. They are just going to the basket. Josh Hart could be at the top of the key. He's running to the basket to get a rebound, whether it be an offensive or defensive rebound or to tip the ball. And this is like the IQ of basketball players that we're watching right now. That is also, they have the heart and the desire. They have the championship DNA from Villanova. And those three players in particular do the little things that you need. Like, everybody's got to have like their role on the team. And I felt bad for Precious Achiuwa because when Ananobi, Randall, and Mitchell Robinson were out, he was in the middle of everything. And the team that was on the court at the end of the game, with the exception of Ananobi, you know, McBride, you got Hart, you got Brunson, and you got Achiuwa, if you would have thrown DiVincenzo out there, if he would have been playing better yesterday, you would have had the five guys that basically got you to the bulk of your 50 wins.
Well, and that's another thing, too, that Coach Tibbs has done that's amazing this year, is there are certain guys that he'll stick with when they're cold because he knows they'll come out of it in a particular game for whatever reason, or there's guys that he's like, this guy doesn't have it today, and we got to bury him. He's pressed every button correctly when it comes to his rotations, and I know that everybody's waiting for this team to get too tired and not have it in a fourth quarter. It's been the opposite of that. I mean, the knock on these Thibodeau teams is always that once they get to the playoffs, they're going to run out of gas. I mean, I can make a case that what they have done in the regular season and how hard they have played has put them in a position to take over games physically in the fourth quarter like they did yesterday. They weren't losing.
Yeah.
They bullied the bully.
I haven't felt this way about a Nick team since the 90s. And I think most of us feel the same way that we're alive during that time. You know, and that, those guys were my contemporaries.
Sure.
So, you know, I would go to those games as a contemporary athlete, watching those guys and watching whether it be Allen Usdener, Oakman, or Ewing, and, you know, and just watch how they play the game more like the way Embiid is playing right now. But if the NBA can't look at those videos of Embiid and what he's doing and not suspend him, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, it's really pathetic.
It is worse than pathetic. I mean, it's like when Tom Wilson ragdolled Panarin years back, and you remember the Rangers had to address that in the offseason, just like they had this past offseason, they had to address the failings against the Devils in the playoffs. But what Embiid is doing is ridiculous.
You know what it is? It's like a boxer who's getting his ass kicked, but he hasn't been knocked out yet, and he knows that he's going to lose the fight, and then he starts getting dirty, right? He'll give you a headbutt, he'll go below the belt, because he's frustrated, and the only way that he can get any sort of revenge back is to be dirty, because he can't beat you clean.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's going on here with Joel Embiid, and he's always been a good representative for the NBA, and he's been a great personality and an MVP and all those things. His reputation, in my opinion, is taking a tremendous hit in this series. He looks like a punk. He is like this close to being Draymond Green. Yeah, how bad it's been.
It is bad. And I know he has Bell's palsy, and I know he's also dealing with a knee, and he's out there fighting. The only thing I will say about this is that, you know, as much as we have the villains in our lives, you know, you have the Chase Utleys in the world.
Yeah.
You have the Joel Embiids of the world. You have Sidney Crosby. You know, you have all these guys that have come in and have broken all of our hearts as sports fans, which today I am like all locked in as being a sports fan.
Yeah.
I'm just like so happy and giddy about it. And watching that Knick team play, they reflect, like, we always have this idea, like, oh, New York City's this gritty, you know, kind of like, you know, playground basketball where you got to earn it and all this. I'm telling you, with the way that Embiid is playing and the fact that Jalen Brunson has got the balls to go right back down in there.
Oh, yeah.
And get in his face. And when they're standing next to each other, and Jalen's
like,
yeah,
it looks like Jose Altuve and Aaron Judge.
What's up with the elbow? What's up with the elbow? How, what are you doing, Biggs? What's going on here? I'm like, it is, I mean, it is amazing watching Jalen Brunson play and the way he's playing and how he is going in there. Because he knows if he goes in there, he's going to get hit.
Well, he, of course.
And on top of that, he's going to get stepped on.
And he's still going to score 47 points and lead this team and break a record for Knicks scoring in a single playoff game in the history of the organization.
I mean, will say, you know, Clyde's game 7 against the Lakers, greatest game ever in Knick history. This performance, much like Bernard King's performance, is top 5 playoff performance of all time for the Knicks, because they haven't had very many of those.
Yeah, especially in recent memory.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. And the way that he is playing, the way the team is playing, and I'm going to say it would be easy for a guy like Precious Achiuwa, who was a big part of the second half of the season, out there getting some run, getting some, you know, you got into offensive flow, you're still getting defensive rebounds, always playing defense, because that, you know, think about that trade for a second now, and how Anunoby and Achiuwa have really ascended to being what we were missing, and that was long defensive rebounders, tough.
Well, things
because
that champion.
That's not what R.J. Barrett was, and that's not what Emmanuel Quickley was, as much as I like those players.
I mean,
these two players are like difference makers.
Yeah, without a doubt. And they would not be in this situation if they had that same roster. We would be nowhere near 3-1 in the first round against the Philadelphia 76ers if they didn't make this trade. I know Anunoby missed a ton of time, but I mean, and he's a part of the reason why I loved it in the beginning was he was on a championship team and he was doing these type of things. It's on a team that won the finals.
You know, you don't realize until you see it. Like, you don't realize, like, when they're doing what they're doing, and that is, like, getting the offensive rebounds. Like, you know, Josh Hart is, like, he's also got a lion heart. You know, he's a guy that, you know, he can have an off-day shooting. He has 2 free throws to make at the end of the game. Make the free throws, the game's over.
Yeah.
Misses them both.
Right.
He had a terrible shooting day.
Yeah, he was off.
I can guarantee you
he'll come back in the next game and be himself.
Yeah, I know. You can just tell by the way he was shooting his three. As soon as the ball was coming out of his hands, you go, that's not even close.
I know. It's amazing how that works.
Well, that's sports and that's humans, and he'll come back and he'll shoot better. You know, he had those 2 games where he shot, back-to-back of at least 3 4 3-pointers.
Yeah.
I mean, that hasn't been done in Knick history. So, you know, he's a good shooter, but is it sustainable that that's going to happen for, you know, a 5-game, 6-7-game series? No, but he's going to have his moments, but he will affect the game in every other way. And that's when they made the trade last year. You know, we both felt like, okay, this is a good trade. It's a solid trade. He's a good NBA player. But when you watch him, and now because of all the injuries and how much more he's had to play, the more he plays, the impact you see on the game, just the little things, the hustle plays, the rebounds. He can dribble, he can shoot, he can do whatever you want him to do if you need him to do it. But I think they have like this unbelievable respect for Jalen Brunson, which shows itself.
Well, of course. I mean, he is the leader of all leaders right now. And I came in here after game 3 and I said, because Joel Embiid did 2 things that you can't do to anger the sports gods, which is play dirty and then touch the money, that the Knicks were going to win in 5. And I've never been more confident about it now. A little dicey yesterday, but I've never been more confident about it now. And this is not looking ahead. This is just a fact that the Knicks are 1 win away in this series, and the Pacers are 1 win away in their series, to have the only team standing in between the Knicks and the conference finals being the Indiana Pacers.
Which is a pain in the ass.
Now,
because they love to shoot.
They love to shoot.
Oh.
But if you would have told me in the beginning of the season that the Knicks, all they had to do was beat the Pacers
in
a series.
Don't say all. That's not. You can't say that because this series is unbelievable.
I'm sorry. People, I know that Charles Barkley and Shaq don't like the Knicks-Pacers matchup. I love the Knicks Pacers.
All right, good. And you know what? I'll tell you what. If you're right, you go take their spot. Because maybe
No. I do not have that credibility.
You do. I'd be like, I will say. Yeah. We are fans this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I came in here this morning just thinking, man, this is going to be an unbelievable day because there's so many things to talk about, and there's so many little villains, especially when it comes to Philadelphia. The villain that was Tom Wilson for the Capitals, blown away. And they should have been blown away. And this is why you want to win the President's Trophy, because you want to play the worst team in, you know, going into the playoffs. And the Capitals are a horrendous team.
Light work.
They got too many injuries.
Light work.
Ovechkin is, I'm going to say he's done. He's not done.
Well, he's going to
play for another 2 years.
Well, okay.
I don't know if he's hurt or not.
He didn't have a point in the series.
I know that. He did nothing. And, you know, Joe Micheletti kept talking about how they were watching Ovechkin. He did nothing. He didn't skate. He didn't hit anybody. That was not the Ovechkin that we saw 10 years ago. This is a guy that's in the twilight of his career, still has very great skills. Now, here's the thing I will say. I know you're thinking that's going to be the Carolina Hurricanes, and it may be.
It's not just me.
I'm going to say this right now. If, in fact, it is the Hurricanes, we will see Filip Hedl in the lineup, and they will take Matt Rempe out of the lineup. There's no reason to have a guy that's going to play 5 minutes against a highly skilled team. The one thing about the Capitals, they were not skilled. Their defense was terrible. And you could get away with 5, 6, 7 minutes. You can have him run into some people, and it's great. And I love the guy. But now we're getting into the real rounds of these playoffs. And if it is going to be the Carolina Hurricanes, you've got to meet speed with speed. And that's what Filip Hedl brings to the team. So I would not be surprised. And again, this is just an educated guess, that you will see Filip Hedl on the third line as the center. You'll see Wennberg move down to the fourth line as the center with Goodrow and BC. And now you have four lines that are highly skilled and highly effective and basically are essentially all veterans. And that is the combination that can now get you through the next series against a very skilled team. Now, I always say this, one shift, one period, one game, and that's the way the Islanders have to think about it. And you say whatever you want about these hockey teams, that 2-overtime game on Saturday was amazing.
It was.
And they weren't giving up. They're not giving up.
I give them credit to fight and not want to go out that way and not get swept. But it's a tall task.
You know what they need to do? They need to keep Varlamov in net.
Yeah.
Let him stay in there. He was remarkable in overtime.
If they would have started him in game three, they would have won that game.
Look, all I can tell you is the two games that they played down in Carolina, they had a chance to win both of those games. Both of them. And game two, they were totally in control until like the second half of the second period. And then all of a sudden, you could see Carolina's skill. And they hemmed them in a little bit. And then all of a sudden, they come back and win. So nothing's impossible. And I would say these games have been closer than you really, really think they are, just simply because the goalie could be tremendous.
I would say it doesn't get better than this, but we hope that it does get better than this. We have a lot more mornings where we're talking about these two teams and the Knicks and Rangers moving on, winning games, critical playoff games. This is just the beginning, we hope. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We have CeeLo today. He's going to join us and give us a jam-packed update in just a couple minutes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. CeeLo in for Jerry this morning. He's got his No Quit New York t-shirt on, and he's got a
jam-packed update. Good morning, CeeLo. What's happening,
good
man?
Good morning. Lots to get to, obviously, on a happy Monday. Pretty much all the New York fan bases, as it turns out. I mean, the Mets lost a series, but they had an exciting win yesterday, which we will get to. Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. So an all-time Knicks performance by Jalen Brunson yesterday as he breaks Bernard King's 40-year-old record and goes for 47 points in a 97-92 Game 4 road win of the Sixers down in Philadelphia, or MSG South, as it turned out, with all the Knicks fans making the trip and making some noise. We'll get to that as well. 18 of 34 from the field, with his teammates doing very little as far as shooting goes, and Brunson added 10 assists. He took an Embiid elbow shoulder to the face and overcame that knee injury scare at the end of the third quarter, all in a day's work.
Somehow he just found a way. We kept fighting, kept sticking together. He found a way, and when it's ugly and we can find a way to win like that, now when we're not playing perfect, it's a plus for us, a plus for our confidence. But I mean, we're not done yet.
Still need that one more victory.
I love
victory.
That attitude. But the, you know, think about this. This was so 90s Knicks.
Yeah.
This was like beat them up, run into people, push everybody down. You know, I mean, it was just like hack away.
Yeah, and then the other team doing the same thing and then coming out victorious. I mean, that was the thing about the 90s Knicks was the most impressive, is every other team played physical as well. It's just that the Knicks were more physical. And in today's NBA, you don't see a lot of this. You definitely don't see it in the regular season. But to have both these teams like really go like rough and tumble in a basketball game in the fourth quarter, where there was elbows. I mean, there was people just knocking each other down for an entire quarter, and the Knicks to just come out and like flex at the end of it on the road. I mean, just it just doesn't get any better.
The way that Brunson is able to get a shot off.
Yeah, no.
It's incredible. It's ridiculous.
In the paint.
That's what I'm saying. Like the fallaway jumper, I'm telling you, man, it is so reminiscent of Clyde back in the day. I think Clyde's a little bit taller than he was.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Brunson's probably a little bit quicker than Clyde was. But nonetheless, they still had the same mindset. How many three-point plays do we see Brunson going for when he gets the guy in the air and then he jumps into him and shoots it and makes that? And that was Clyde's signature move.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's like this team finally got the guy. They finally got the guy.
Took a while.
To lead the team. Took a while. Took like 30, 40 years.
And we didn't expect it to be him when he signed. We thought he would be a nice piece and an upgrade and a good guy, and his dad was on the staff. Never did you think that the answer would be him. He's the answer.
I mean, the Knicks were all over him, you know, to the point where they lost a draft choice because of it.
Right.
So the Knicks contract and what they paid him as compared to the other superstars in the league.
Well, he's his next contract is huge. Sure. But I will say that the Knicks identified him, Hart, and Ananobi. They identified all three of those guys.
And Fleegs is right. He goes, when Brunson signed here, he was supposed to be a guy to help get the other big guy.
Yeah.
And I remember when Donovan Mitchell was out there, the two of them were talking and everything. And it turns out that Brunson's the guy.
Yeah, Brunson is the guy. But he also got DiVincenzo.
Sure, Hart.
So, we already talked about Hart. But I would just, like, they wanted better three-point shooters. Now, I don't know what's going on with Bogdanovich now.
Yeah, the foot contusion yesterday. He went out.
I don't know. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, he's more upset guys, about Bogdanovich.
I know,
now.
But they brought him in because of the three-point shooter, you know, right. And you saw how those three-point shooters can keep your team in the game. They could be down by 11, and 2 minutes later, they're up by three.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bad one. I don't
They called it a contusion.
Back.
It looks worse than a contusion, but
yeah.
We'll see. Take care of business first tomorrow night if they can. Back home for Game 5, looking to close out the series. Back to Brunson. As for the personal accomplishment yesterday, now alone atop the Knicks single-game playoff scoring list, he says we'll deal with that down the road.
I look back when I retire. Seriously, it's great right now. Helped us get a win, but it's not going to do anything for us going forward.
And they pressed him on, and he's like, well, about Bernard King. And he's unless he can come help us win Game 5.
But he's like, the way he's got to fight all this crap off now, which is fine, because it's praise.
What crap? About that he broke the franchise record for
but to him, like, you know, it's great for him, as he's saying, but he knows it. They're not, they got to get through this, and then they got to get on to the next series. But, I don't know. That's why I like him.
Yeah. No, he handled it great, but you got to know that
he ever say the word I? You remember Carmen? He was here.
Yeah.
Me, I. I remember we used to play these all these different cuts, and I don't want to get on Carmelo now, but I'm sorry, this kid.
This is what the kids say, catching a stray, right?
This Carmelo. Kid, this guy never says that.
He always says it all the time. He says it when he doesn't play well.
Yeah, I played poorly. Yeah. I got to play better. I got to shoot better. Like he said in the first two games. This is like worthy of the attention that it's getting.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's all I'm saying.
Doubt. Yeah, no one's arguing that.
There were other guys that made contributions in other ways. Here's Tom Thibodeau running down the list.
Josh was unbelievable. I think OG gave us great minutes. You can't say enough about what Jalen did. And then Precious came in and gave us great minutes, as did Deuce.
So Hart had 17 rebounds. Anunoby, double-double. He was great on both ends of the floor. You mentioned Deuce McBride. He had a trio of threes off the bench. And your boy Precious after Hartenstein. Hartenstein goes down now. Not down,
foul trouble
in the third quarter. And Precious comes in, gives you 7 rebounds.
Excuse me.
4 on the offensive glass, 4 block shots, and a plus 11 in his 20 minutes.
And here's the thing. You know, this is where when Gio talks about you got to trust the coach, you got to trust the coach, you got to trust the coach.
We're just going to let that go.
I fly right through that one.
We've heard that before.
No, we have not.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, You've heard Al?
Yes, sneezing after a chua, yes.
That's why I plowed through it.
Hold on. Wait a second. Eddie, you're the one who plays it.
No, that's brand new.
Oh, come on.
No, you've played that before.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. It's a sneeze, and does he say something else?
Excuse me.
I've heard that before.
You've heard that drop before. Yeah.
But not with Precious
and
Chua.
But not related to.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And by the way, C-Mac calls him the big sneeze.
Yeah, no, I heard that.
It was a caller.
Oh, I thought it was C-Mac.
Well, he said I'm going to adopt it now because he liked that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tremendous.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good.
Yeah.
Your point, Boomer, I'm sorry.
I forgot what my point was. Yeah. I was going to make a great freaking point. Oh, you always say that you trust the coach.
I do.
All right. And here's where that came to fruition yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
In the fourth quarter there, Biggs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know why? Because Hartenstein gets his fifth foul. They sit him down. They bring in Achiuwa.
The big sneeze.
Achiuwa, the big sneeze.
Excuse me.
They bring in Achiuwa and they leave him in.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's seeing the flow
playing
of the game
well.
And he's seeing what he's doing. So that's a credit to the coach. But I still think he needs to have more... He's got to have some skin in the game. He's got to play. Somehow they got to find important moments for him.
Well, they found one yesterday.
Well,
they needed him.
Yeah.
But he's also proven that he doesn't need that to come in and have a major impact, which is a credit.
I think his offensive game is off.
Well, it's terrible, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But this is a classic watch the game versus the box score thing. Like what he was doing to come in and have 4 blocks, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. I mean, he was doing everything but scoring. I mean, that was just.
Do you remember
the
overtime game they played against the Bulls towards the end of the last season?
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, overtime comes and they throw him in there.
He's ready.
He's all over the place.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
He's ready to rock and roll. And that's why I think just his overall effort deserves respect. And that respect is afforded by playing somewhere. I'm not saying for 30 minutes, I'm just saying somewhere along the line. He's got to be in the mix because he's a defensive presence, for God's sake.
Yes, he is.
For God's sake.
Leeds makes a good point. He matched the scoring output of Embiid there in the fourth quarter.
Wow. Bang.
Very nice.
Embiid runs out of gas in the fourth quarter.
Yes,
he's too big and too banged up. He's a losing player, man.
It's just he has proven over his career he is a loser.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, I mean, and this series has put the stamp on it.
I'm going to ask you a question.
MVP is one thing. Being a leader and a winner in the postseason, another. He is eons away from that type of player.
You know what he is? Not a winner. He's a whiner.
Yes.
He whines his ass off. I mean, he is talking to the referees every single
He's bitching at his
possession.
Own fan base.
Let's get to that because the Knicks fan traveled well, basically overran Wells Fargo Center and the concourse after the win, cheering and chanting and Knicks in 5 and all that. But they were heard throughout the game as well, and Embiid certainly took notice.
How strange was it for you the past two games with the significant amount of Knicks fans in the house?
Disappointing. You know, I love our fans. Thank you, it's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing.
But as he continued, he had a little bit of a stronger take.
Kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
Not okay.
Whiny biatch.
They feel it. They feel
it. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, listen, if I'm a Sixers fan and my team always flames out in the playoffs, then I'd probably sell my ticket, too, to a Knicks fan.
You know, I
feel like we were just going to lose the series anyway. Screw it.
I almost tripped Andrew Pearl off in the hallway. I came this close to tripping him.
Well, he's flailing arms and legs. He's like one of those things outside of a car dealership, you know? It's amazing.
I told you how he walks.
Out of control limbs.
That arm goes like this. I don't know
what that
is.
The blower.
Right. Yes. So the big Sixers fan that he is, man, I almost tripped. Oh, I wish Spike was here. I would have smashed him this morning.
He would have broke his other hip.
Oh, I would have, man. Oh. You see that crap post that they put out about us?
Who's they?
WIP. Oh, IP about the... Yeah, yes. What I said about
me. I didn't say it.
Yeah, you
said it.
Well, I know, but they did say that.
Yeah, but they said that I said it.
No, they didn't.
The headline was Boomer and Geo.
Yeah.
Well, in other words,
you dragged me.
You dragged me into the whole thing.
Wait a second. I said there's two things that the Sixers did to upset the sports gods, and you said, now you're talking my language. You were co-signing it. That's all. We agreed as a united front on this.
Don't back down
now. Wait a second. So you're telling me that what they were saying has affected you more than us sticking together going F them?
Hold on for one second. Just hold on.
Okay.
I want to see exactly what the post was because the post was inaccurate. And I sent it to Al and I said, do something about this. And of course he did nothing.
About what?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
How about clean it up, Al? How about protect your boys?
Protect them from what? Having a take on the Sixers-Knicks series? I don't understand this.
I have to get to the post.
As we all get on our phones here.
I'm trying to find it.
I'm busy looking at Spike's tweets.
Yeah. So here it is. New York radio host Boomer Esiason and Geo and say the Knicks are winning in five because of the karma coming to Embiid for playing dirty and saying that the Sixers would win the series. Yeah, I agreed with you when you said when he guaranteed it, I said he was touching the money. I agreed that. You're the one who was saying he was playing dirty, right?
He's just passing the buck over to you. He wants to make sure.
You started saying
it's unbecoming of a superstar to do that. Joel Embiid.
Right?
Unbecoming of a superstar. He has done two things that the sports gods will punish him for. Here you go. Now we're talking. You're talking my language. All right. Two things. One, he touched the money and he gave a half-ass guarantee with his head down and he played dirty. So you do those two things, you touch the money and you play dirty, it's going to come back and bite you in the ass, damn right. That's why the Knicks are winning in five. It's unbecoming of a
superstar. All right, yeah, but the Knicks are going to win in five. You were touching the money.
No. What I was saying, I am not on the team. Embiid guaranteed victory. And I'm saying when you do that, it's just like you said, it's going to bite you in the ass, which it's doing right now.
Well, it's incentivizing.
Why are you running
Knicks
from that? The people at IP in Philadelphia got mad at you or something.
He doesn't want to be attached to guaranteeing Knicks in five. That's what it is.
Time out. I did not I sent back a post. I supported us.
Okay, good. Because it doesn't sound like you are right now.
Oh, I am.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I don't know.
And by the way, that take looks really good this morning that you're running from.
No.
So I don't get it.
No, I said if the shoe fits, tear it off along with the ankle. Because the picture of Mitchell Robinson being tackled by Embiid.
Yeah.
So that was my response to it.
Right. That was, you know, someone... Spike saw that and wanted to...
I believe you. Yeah, I got it.
Spike sucks.
So Spike saw this probably and was like, hey, put that out on our social because that'll get all our fans fired up. That's what happened.
No,
good.
Still using us. That's the point. That's the guy we get mad at.
Yes, 100%. There you go.
All right, let's do this before I run out of time. Slappy. Knicks fan traveled well to Philly. Ranger fan did the same. Down to D.C. with the blue shirts going for a four-game sweep of the Caps. You had a tie game in the third period.
Panarin. Fox. Zibanejad. Panarin.
Sam Rosen on MSG put them ahead 3-2. Jack Roslovic would add the empty netter to seal the game and the series of 4-2 Blue Shirts victory, their first sweep in 17 years. Atlanta Thrashers in 2007.
Capitals are brutal.
Yeah, they were.
Power play stinks. The penalty kill stinks. They were relying on their goalie. They got so many injuries. They're half the team that the Carolina Panthers are. I mean, Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, we knew. We got you.
Right, right. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be different the next series, no matter who we play. If it's the Islanders, it could be the Islanders.
Yep.
And they're just a total pain in the ass.
Yeah, well, this was sort of the warm-up, and nice to see them take care of business and not extend the series and kind of have the
Caps hang around a little bit. Do you agree with me that Filipetto now has to be and Rempe should be sat down?
I don't know that they'll do that to start. I think they'll pick their spot. Maybe they will, but I think they'll pick their spot if they need a boost, they need a jolt, something like that. Now, I heard your point about third-line center as Gio checks out on us here.
No, I'm right here with you.
Here's the only thing that I'll say. The Wennberg line, if you look at they were stout.
They're very good.
So putting Wennberg on fourth line center, kicking Gaudreau over to the wing, it gives them more depth. But they have some options with Hedl. Roslovic had a decent series, but if he kind of in the second round.
Keep him right where he is.
Yeah, I could see them putting Hedl up there with Mika and Kreider at some point. Maybe not right away, but
put
at
him
some
in
point.
Center between Cooley and Kako.
Yeah.
Drop Wennberg with Gaudreau and VC, and now you got four lines.
Rempe out, yeah.
You don't have to double shift anybody.
Yeah,
everybody gets
Rempe
to play.
Rempe doesn't play in the third period.
Yeah. No matter who they play, whichever team's going to be faster, it's going to be. It won't be nearly as physical, but it will be fast.
Yes, more of a skill series on both
exactly,
sides.
Exactly, and that's why this is why I think this is where Hedl shows up.
Well, listen, he's been practicing a couple weeks now. They're going to have this series is not going to start until I would think.
June.
Saturday or Sunday?
I don't even know that. Because are they going to allow them to start before the rest of the first round is over?
No.
See, because if they don't, it may not be till next week, honestly.
All right, well, fine. We have Boomer and Joe on Friday. I'm good.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about that game six now.
No ball hammock sports updates for me.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
We can do something else with you.
Yeah. We want you to be there, but you got the end. We had another special guest come in.
Oh, okay. I got pushed down the card a little bit.
But when you find out who it is, you're going to be like,
I'm
okay.
Not, listen.
We'll get you out there somehow.
I'll come hang out.
But do you want to go on the stage and do something?
I'll do whatever you want. I mean, it doesn't need to be a wedge me in spot, you know?
No, we're not going to wedge you in, but I do think that you have a certain amount of sycophant fans out there.
There's plenty of them.
And I follow them on X, and they're all over you. I see those, and oh my God, he's awesome. He's this, he's that. And I'm like, you got a big family.
Oh, come on now. I mean, I do have CeeLo's
Army. CeeLo's Army. Yeah. I think CeeLo's Army deserves to see CeeLo.
Yeah,
we'll show up and hang out. You know,
yeah, maybe we'll put you in an Army uniform.
Squeeze in spot.
Yeah, it'll be perfect.
Yeah.
But once you find out who the guy is that we are announcing and surprising the audience with in that spot, you're going to be like, okay.
Yeah, I'll step aside.
All hail.
We're going to squeeze you in.
Squeeze me in. Squeeze in spot. We'll do more baseball next hour. Vientos walk off. Yankees scored a million runs again. So very good for the baseball locals.
All right. Thank you, CeeLo. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I watched the Knicks game while guest bartending at the Portly Villager yesterday was filled with Knicks fans. It was crazy. We had the sound cranked in there and everybody celebrating. It was a tremendous afternoon. Of course, I was doing that because
Since I'm not participating in the 40-mile bike tour this year, I want to make sure I at least participated in some fundraising. So the Portly, Kegs and Marlene, Sal Graziano, and myself put this together, and it was a tremendous success. Just want to thank everybody for coming out, and also Sean Morash, who was just aces yesterday. Just awesome. Showed up, hung out with the fans, did the auction for us, and stepped up in a big way. So it was just a great day, and I know you were coming back and you were busy this weekend, but you would have been proud to see the work that was put in for Team Boompah yesterday at the Portly Villager, and it was all because of the great fans of this show and people that wanted to support on Long Island.
Well, all I can say to Kegs and Marlene, thank you so much. Thank you to you and, of course, Sal Graziano for doing that yesterday. I know Richie from my office showed up out there. I know Rob Capone, our Montreal MVP, showed up out there. Did he tell you about any of his goals or anything?
No, I actually had to bring it up. Believe it or not, he was not bragging about
it. Really?
I had to bring it up, yeah.
All right, but I appreciate all of our fans that showed up, and I appreciate you supporting my team for the Five Borough Bike Tour coming up this Sunday, and I can't wait to do it. Sydney will ride with me this year.
Nice.
She rode last year. She had her own team, but then she's on my team this year. So Dave Anderson, Chris Patera, everybody that has supported, a big, big thank you. We have about 150 riders this year.
That's great.
Our biggest team ever. I can't say enough thank yous to all the people that are joining, and look forward to hopefully what will be a beautiful day on Sunday.
Yeah, I haven't looked on the long-term forecast, but I'm hoping for you guys it is. Obviously, I've ridden in great weather and bad weather for this thing, so I know the difference. It obviously changes everything. I'm thinking, though, that with, because we got to make sure we don't just donate on the regular Boomer Esiason Foundation site, but for Team Boompah, I'm thinking that we might, with this donation, put you over
the top.
Jerry Cahill. I think we may.
That's my goal.
I mean, I think we may.
This maniac is like impossible.
Right.
I mean, look, he's got like double lung transplant, other transplants, and he's like 68 years old.
And he beat me, well, not that it's a race, but he finished like an hour ahead of me in the bike tour.
I mean, he's amazing. A remarkable human being, and he runs all of our Team Boomer events now and all of our Team Boomer sign-ups and things of that nature, and he is just relentless. I am lucky to have somebody so dedicated, so into it, and he was the one that when Gunnar was a teenager, when we brought him on as a volunteer initially, he was the one that was like my eyes and ears for the adult CF community.
Yeah.
And he gave me where the shortcomings were and how we could improve healthcare for that very, very small group of people. And that was one of our initial mission statements. And we've gone from saving lives now to helping build families through our IVF program. It's been a remarkable 32-year run. And it's not going to stop anytime soon because there's still a lot of issues in our situation. But Jerry Cahill is an inspiration for all of us.
Yeah. And any time you spend a minute around him, you feel it. So, yes, and I have to say, too, our listeners are the best. You know how many Casamigos I poured yesterday? Like, I think people who don't even like tequila were just drinking Casamigos for us.
Right.
I mean, I grabbed that Casamigos bottle about 25 to 35 times yesterday, probably more. So it was great. And then a couple people tried to, like, sneak a tough drink by me, but I was like, no.
You had it handled, or no? You just said you're not doing it.
No, I said you're not doing it.
Did anybody ask you for a Negroni?
No, but someone's like, hey, Casamigos margarita. I'm like, how's the Casamigos and soda with a lime salad? Because that's what you get. Ask the other bartender.
Well, again, thank you. I appreciate that, G. You're a great partner, and I certainly appreciate that and look forward to this coming Sunday.
Oh, and by the way, I have a picture I got to show you. So Gina shows up with the two girls wearing their Team Boomer sweatshirts.
Nice.
So it was pretty good. So we got Richie dropped off sweatshirts for the girls and Gina. So it was a full family affair there yesterday. So I got to look at the forecast. I have to.
No, don't. Why do you have to touch the money? Again,
I'm not touching the money. I'm just curious. That's all. I didn't make this forecast. I'm just looking. Just looking to see what it is. Because now we're, a few days away. So you feel like you know exactly what's happening about 5 days out. And, all right, that's 66, good temperature.
Perfect.
We got 50% chance of rain right now.
All right.
So you'll be fine. You'll be good. It's not going to get worse than that.
You're going to be good. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Good. I hope you're right.
All right. We'll come back. Get back to the Knicks, the Rangers, the Mets, the Yankees, the NFL draft. It's a jam-packed show. It's Boomer and Geo on a feel-good Monday this morning. We're on the road to the NBA Finals, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet. You get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. We just love the app around here. It's safe, secure, has all the bets you want. When you win, you get paid fast. You bet on the amount of three-pointers made the game, the over-under total points, the first basket score, and so much more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Geo to get started. That's FanDuel.com/GIO. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook, also the official partner of WFAN. 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with the gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
All righty, folks, it's time to talk about a place called Riverwalk, your independent living choice for adults 65 and older on the fabulous River Spring Living Campus. More than just spacious apartments overlooking the beautiful Hudson River, here you'll find built-in social life with activities, amenities, and easy access to Manhattan with 24-7 security and daily chef-crafted meals. Riverwalk is maintenance-free and pet-friendly. It's living at its finest. Rent start at just $4,500, so why not give them a call right now at 833-42-RIVER or visit riverwalk.org/radio. This Odyssey Sportsman is brought to you by my friends at London Jewelers. They're independently owned and operated. They are the engagement experts. Their 2x London collection is absolutely beautiful. You can visit them at any one of their 7 locations. This is Boomer and Science with an Odyssey Sports Minute, sponsored by Prevagen. Jalen Brunson, who dropped 47 on Philly yesterday, is the best Knicks point guard since Walt Clyde Frazier. Yeah, you heard me right. Brunson's fearless, determined style of play reminds me of an NFL fullback who's as tough as nails, barreling right through the linemen and the defense. So maybe New York's newest villain, Joel Embiid, can learn something from him and how to act as a freaking pro. I'm Boomer and Science.
Robert is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications. I've been an avid fly fisherman. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, this is Jerry Recco. I drove the 2024 Mazda CX-50, and man, this car is powerful. The Mazda CX-50 is lower, longer, and wider, so it has the athleticism and handling of a sports car unlike any other SUV I've driven. The standard iActive all-wheel drive gives confidence and grip on the road in any weather condition. The Mazda CX-50 also has a durable yet luxurious interior design with a panoramic moonroof, Bose audio system, and ventilated seats. Visit your local Mazda dealer or MazdaUSA.com to experience the Mazda CX-50.
A happy place comes in many colors. Whatever your color, bring happiness home with CertaPro Painters and make your happy place your home. CertaPro Painters, that's painting happy. During our spring sales event, special offers are available through April 30th. Schedule your home painting project today and bring happiness home. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Contractor license and registration information is available at CertaPro.com.
It already feels like home.
Looking for a better way to watch live TV? Stream your favorite sports and shows on over 95 live channels with Hulu Plus Live TV. Get access to Hulu's entire streaming library, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus all in one plan. Start your free trial of Hulu Plus Live TV today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.